This is Plantarama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture from Kansas State University. I'm Jeff Wickman. If you're growing tomatoes or peppers, keep a close eye on the weather forecast. And K-State horticulturist Ward Upham says be ready to do one last harvest before a frost or freeze occurs. Ward, an opportunity to talk about some vegetables from the garden. We're going to look at late season tomatoes and also peppers from the garden. Along those lines, we're kind of looking at what do we do as we get to the end of the season?
That's right. What we're worried about is that first frost. These are both warm season crops, and therefore we need to get them off the vine before we get a frost on them.
So the tomatoes will actually continue to ripen off the vine, so I guess picking them early is not a huge deal.
It's not. As a matter of fact, if you pick them at the breaker stage, which is the stage when they're kind of like half green and half red, they're not going to increase in quality after they reach that stage. And so during the season, I'll pick them at that stage all the way through just to make sure they don't get any bird damage or anything like that. And so those can be picked as soon as they reach that breaker stage. However, they can be picked a little bit earlier. And so if you get a frost in the forecast, you want to go out and pick everything that's mature enough. And so those that are red are mostly red. They're going to go in one group. Those that are just starting to turn are going to go in a second group. And those that are green are going to go in a third group. But if they're green, you have to look on the bottom of that fruit. There's like a very faint whitish star on the bottom of that fruit. They're mature enough. When they mature, they're not going to be as good as those that are a little bit further along. But they'll be acceptable. They'll be adequate quality. And so you pick all those tomatoes, put them in those three groups, and then you can put them in trays or whatever. But make sure that whatever they're put in, you put newspaper on the bottom. Because if you get one that starts to rot and starts to leak, you don't want that to pass on to the others. And that newspaper will absorb some of that moisture so that the rest of them will stay okay. You have to check them pretty often. Make sure that if there is one that starts to rot, you pull it out of there. But that helps keep them going. And putting them in those three groups, they'll all start to mature about the same time, at least in that tray. Just keep them at a fairly low temperature, about 55 degrees. That'll be about right. Don't refrigerate them. 55 degrees would be about right as far as ripening them up. And some people be able to keep them clear into close to Thanksgiving.
And then I guess preservation is another possibility for those?
Yeah, so you can, if you had enough, you could can them or you could freeze them. There's a number of things you can do as far as preserving them for a longer period of time.
So what about peppers then? Are they more complicated, less complicated?
They are less complicated. They are a lot less complicated. We normally harvest peppers when they're immature. If they're still green, they're immature, but they're fine. I mean, that's good quality anyway. If they're mature, they're going to be a different color. Most commonly red, but they could be yellow, could be kind of a chocolate color. There's a number of different colors that they are when they're mature. And they may be a little bit milder in flavor, a little bit sweeter as well. But there's not that big of a difference, so most people pick them when they're mature. And so you go out and you pick everything that's big enough that you want, and then they'll keep in a crisper for quite a while, you know, maybe 3 weeks anyway. And then if you want to keep them longer, what most people do is freeze them. Now, when you freeze them, what you don't want to do is cut them into little pieces and then put them all together and freeze them together. If you do that, when you take them out, they're all going to stick together. So what you do is you take all those little pieces, put them on a cookie sheet, and then freeze them. And then when you put them in a plastic bag, they will be separate when you take them out. And so it makes it a lot easier to get out just what you need and put the rest back in. So that's one of the tricks you can use in order to make sure that those peppers are easy to handle. If you have hot peppers, same type of thing, except you better wear gloves. And make sure you don't rub your eyes while you're working with them. Because that hot is going to really do a number on you if you do.
This is a great way to make sure that you're really using everything that you've planted and everything that you've been able to harvest.
That's right. And so this is that last harvest of the season, and it can extend the season so it can get the most out of that garden. And so what we've seen this year is we had a very hot summer during part of the summer. And so some of those tomatoes went through a period where we didn't have any fruit. Well, it looks like they're starting to come back now, so you may be able to get some fruit before the end of the season.
That's K-State horticulturist Ward Upham with information on harvesting and storing the last tomatoes and peppers of the season. Plantarama is produced by K-State Research and Extension. This is the K-State Radio Network.